The United Nations says the famine in southern Somalia has spread to three more areas of the country. Hundreds of people are believed to be dying each day from hunger or malnutrition, and aid agencies warn that the famine will continue to spread without immediate intervention. More than 11 million people have been affected by the worst drought in 60 years in the Horn of Africa, and some 3.2 million people in Somalia, almost half the population, need immediate life-saving assistance. Louis-Georges Arsenault, the director of emergency operations for the UN's Children's Fund, says instability throughout Somalia is hampering relief efforts.
What is absolutely paramount right now is that in the coming days, population in Central South, especially, which is where the famine has been declared already a few weeks ago, people have to have access to food, and right now it's limited. They have to have access to supplementary feeding for children and also therapeutic feeding for children. These three go hand in hand. People talking about the drought as the main factor for people to flee Somalia into Ethiopia and Kenya, which is very true, but there's also the conflict, and we should not forget that. People are living under extreme conditions throughout the country, and what we know right now in the fighting in Mogadishu is definitely hampering our capacity to have access, because Mogadishu is controlled, let's say, by 75% by the TFG, the government, and also Al-Shabaab also controls some areas. So access is a daily issue, even within Mogadishu.